We welcome you back. It is Michael Garfield. Hope you're having a wonderful day. It is holiday season. We're here to give you some ideas of what to buy, where to shop, and actually what to eat, which is pretty much my favorite topic, especially since we do a show around the lunchtime hour. This is a time for sugar and spice and everything nice. You know, let me talk about spices right now. I like jalapenos. I like hot stuff. I like picante. And I like truffles. And I've talked about this over the past, I don't know, 2 or 3 years. I ran into truffles, I don't know, at some event, and I fell in love with it. I had no clue what it was until I found out it was a truffle. I'm like, oh, it is game on right now because I am Mr. Truffle. I have truffle salt, truffle paste, truffle oil, and I use it and I abuse it in almost everything that I eat. I then find out that there is something called a Truffle Masters. It is a chef culinary contest that goes on here in Houston and is happening. The next one is coming up in January, and I wanted to talk about it. Really, I just wanted to have somebody bring some truffles into the studio, and it worked. And so we're going to talk about it right now. It is the third annual big event, the culinary event. It is set for January 16th, so just less than a month away right now. It is called the Truffle Masters. Here to talk about it is the organizer, and two guests in here. And this is going to be fun because they are both from France, okay? Now, you're going to think they're from Lubbock or something like that. No, so I know I'm going to jack up the entire name over here. But Diane Rourault. How close am I, Diane? Because I can't speak French.
It's going to be okay for today. We'll practice.
You're the owner and the CEO of DR Delicacy. And if you go online, drdelicacy.com, which I have, I mean, that could be one of the more fun places ever to shop because you sell great delicacies, including a lot of truffles.
That's how I started my business, actually. So we're importing directly from Italy, France, Spain, about 15 kilograms a week. So,
why are truffles so hot? When did they become the thing?
I guess it took a little bit of time for American to discover. But, you know, once you discover something amazing, you're on it. So that's what's happening right now.
Truffles are not cheap, are they?
No. And this year it's not because they had droughts in France and in Europe. So prices are up. Mm-hmm. We still have good quality. I mean, you tasted and smelled it. So quality is there.
It is. Your favorite. For people, like a shower, is that better? People who aren't really familiar with truffles, what to do with them, how to cook, and what they could put it on. Give me a few suggestions that would you see your customers do.
So, yeah, I know you're a little scared because it's expensive and you don't want to waste it. So, very simple. You don't cook the truffle. You make your rice, your risotto, your pasta, and you just slice it on top. And just the steam of the food or the steak or whatever is going to cook good enough the truffle. The less, the better.
Right. And there's several types. I mean, you brought some in here. I'm holding one right now. One's white, one's black. I mean, there's different types of truffles. And they're different flavors, too, and you could do different things with them.
Definitely different flavors. Yeah. At this point, we have the white truffle and the winter black truffle. It's seasonal. So it goes every quarter, we have a different truffle coming up.
Well, speaking of coming up in truffles, I want to talk about this event. This is the third annual Truffle Masters. And so where'd you even come up with the concept to do something like this?
I wanted to put my name out there and
congrats.
reach as many chefs as I could. So the faster would be to do an event and invite 20 chefs. Now we're up to 25 chefs this year, and we give them 450 grams of truffles, and they have to surprise us, and they have.
I'm looking at some of the chefs who are participating. Some of these chefs who I know quite well, normally, you just don't think of truffles that go with it. Ronnie Killen, a good buddy of mine, Killen Steakhouse. Now, I know Ronnie, he's got burgers, he's got barbecue. I don't know what he can do with truffles, but he's a great chef. And I think that's the whole point, is just to give everybody, all these wonderful artists, which they really are, and give them an idea of what to do. And I can't wait to actually, you know, figure out what they make with this stuff.
Well, last year, our winner was Casa Roberta, who is a sushi restaurant.
Sushi. Mm-hmm.
So they're in no limits. And Jack was a judge on that event. So he tasted all the dishes. So about 40 dishes so far.
I'm very fortunate. I get asked to judge a lot of stuff, but I get the chili and the hot sauce and the beer. I don't know. I'm going to work my way up to truffles one time. You talk about Chef Jacques, and I want to bring him in here. He is the artisan who actually from the restaurant called Artisan, who brought in this wonderful, wonderful food. Chef Jacques, appreciate you taking your time. Normally, when restaurants come in my show, they come with styrofoam. They pre-prepare it. This cat, he comes in and he physically brings his own Bunsen burners and he's cooking here in our lobby. You do things from scratch, don't you?
Yeah, we try to do the best with what the food have to offer, you know, like truffles.
Right. Do you normally cook with truffles at Artisans?
We do. We have a couple of recipes that utilize truffle at Artisan Restaurant.
Yeah, and some of the dishes that you brought over here, I've never had. Well, I'm going to go backwards. You brought this dessert.
Okay.
And you put freaking truffles on a dessert, man. I mean, it worked too. I mean, what is this? What is this classic Christmas dessert? Yeah.
Well, it's a Yulog, you know, so it's Bûche de Noël. Bûche de Noël is made with buttercream. So everything is fat, usually absorb the smell of the truffle and the taste of the truffle. So it works very, very well. With the Bûche de Noël,
it does well. The scallops over here are just melt in your mouth, and I'm sure they're very fat free because I'm sure there was no butter used in cooking these scallops.
Of course, we sear the scallops, you know, very well on both sides here, and we finish with butter. And when the butter is melting, we put more butter, you know, to make sure they're very nice and tender and very tasty. And so, if you shave some truffle on the top of it, you're talking about something explosive, you know.
We like a steak here in Texas. Certainly, you got these beautiful fillets right here. How did you cook that?
Oh, the filet, we saute on the pan on both sides and finish on the oven at 500 degrees. And we serve that with Madeira sauce. Mm-hmm. And to finish with Madeira sauce, something will go very well. Mm-hmm. Again, truffle, like white truffle from Italy, for example, here. You shave this on the top here and you have explosive flavor, you know, coming out.
Yeah. And obviously the biggest hit that everybody was just clamoring for, the foie gras.
Yes.
Yeah, including myself. I was the first in line. Not a bit. I've never really tried foie gras. I'm not going to say you made me try it, but I'm glad I actually tried it because the way you prepare this thing and obviously with the truffle brings out just a wonderful flavor.
Yeah. I mean, foie gras is a liver, but people think when they eat foie gras, they're going to eat liver. Mm-hmm. But it's not exactly like that. Mm-hmm. But we do fresh foie gras. We slice it. We saute on a pan in a very, very high temperature here. Finish with a balsamic and shave some foie gras on the top. I mean, it's an incredible dish.
It really is. You know, I tell you what, this is just a big difference. You know, we feed a lot of my producers over here and these, you know, these hungry dudes, all they really care about is French fries or burgers coming in. So this was a really big treat.
Thank you.
Your restaurant, Artisans, what's the location of it? People want to know.
It's 3201 Louisiana in Midtown.
Midtown, 3210. And then you're 3201 Louisiana. You're judging this year for the Truffle Masters.
Yes, I'm a judge, you know, and I've been a judge for the last 3 years. Mm-hmm. So it's fun to be the judge, you know. Sometimes, you know, I usually do the competition, but as a judge, you see it differently. There are gastronome judges and there are professional judges. Mm-hmm. I'm actually a professional judge.
Ah.
Gastronome judges is like you, you know, who is looking for the taste, like the way they see it. As a professional judges, we see also the complexity of the dishes as well, not only the flavor.
Right.
So it's kind of different, and it's kind of fun to have both of the judges, you know, at the competition.
Now I got to go back to school to become a professional judge instead of the gastronomy judge. I'm going to go back to Diane one more time. It is the event. It's called The Truffle Masters, Monday, January 16th, and it's at the Hobby Center Performing Arts. If people want tickets, there's a VIP area. What's the website, and what are some of the details?
So you go straight to thetrufflemasters.com, and you'll find all the details about the judges, the restaurants, and how to buy tickets. Mm-hmm. And last but not least, all the proceeds are going to scholarship, and we give the scholarship to students in culinary and hospitality programs here all around Houston.
Which is great. I love the fact that there's that component over there that gives back. All right. Well, the website is called trufflemasters.com. It is January 16th. That is a Monday. There will be no football games that day, so it's not a big deal. Starts at 7 o'clock at the Hobby Center, which is 800 Bagby downtown. Go check it out. Go check it out. Maybe, you know what? I'm going to keep in touch with you maybe for the 2018 version. I'll be the gastro judge.
Excellent.
And in 2019, I'll be the professional judge. I have something to strive for.
And the website is actually The Truffle Masters.
Put the in there. Okay. The Truffle Masters, or the Truffle Masters, as we say in France.
Yes.
Look
exactly.
At me. I'm learning all these languages. Chef
good.
Jacques, Diane,
merci.
Thank you so much for coming.
Thank you.
Okay.
Merci.
All right, we're going to be back in a sec after this commercial break. I got to eat all this stuff. Got me. We love me some truffles.